right, everybody, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 168. It is 32 till 200. Hopefully we make it that far. We've been busy. We missed last week. I wasn't here. I think Jub, well, you guys were here, and then... Jub had a scheduling conflict.
And he did not inform anybody about until about...
Move your mic a little bit closer.
Until about there 2 hours after we had already arrived.
You were here for 2 hours, and Jub didn't show up.
Yeah, I had a nice rest on the couch. I was fully inclined. Matt walked in and was so confused because he was doing Better's Last Stand, and he walked in and goes, "What's going on?" And we just said, Jub got busy and forgot.
And then, I think he texted after. He texted us. He was like, "Jub, I did Better's Last Stand. Nick saying Cools were here looking for you, and I hope everything's okay." It's like, if he... Well, he did text after, right? He said, like,
about an hour and... It was, "I'll be there soon," and then an hour and 45 minutes later, "I'm sorry, guys, I just got lost. I couldn't get out of there. I'm just so busy.
And we won't, I don't know if he wants...
His defense, and it was the history of Jub's BS, this one was legitimate. Things came up. It's all good. I mean, I was...
Well, yeah, it was for a good reason. I mean, it was like...
It wasn't like he was buying Pokemon cards and picking his nose.
Yeah, and he, like, just didn't forget which hat, which, you know... has happened often, or something has happened and he's
fallen asleep,
or he just doesn't, his phone died, he didn't know where everybody was. But this one actually was legitimate and for a good reason, and we'll wait for him to come back to explain what happened if he wants to. It's not a bad, it's a good thing that it happened, and he's in good spirits now. He's in good shape, and I think him missing last week, I guess, was a good thing. So,
and me, Nick, and Cooley and Abby, we went and got the Greek Fest before, so, like,
yeah, we were already down. It wasn't like we made a trip just for that.
Did you actually stay here for 2 hours?
We sat on this couch for at least an hour and a half. Yeah,
yeah, it was an hour and 40, I think.
And then like an extra 25 minutes went by of like, well, should we just leave? And then Matt walked in and pretty much gave us the green light, like, yeah, Jub is gone. He's not arriving.
Well, I was at work, and I saw your guys' text, and then I saw it was like an hour and a half, and I saw you guys say, "Should we just leave?"
Yeah.
And then he said, "Matt's here," and then he let us know what happened. But, yeah, he's good, but that's why we missed last week. Jub just kind of disappeared. We have Matt and Chris... Jeff, everybody's been, it's been a wild time. It's been a busy summer, but then we're about to start up football on Football Fridays here. Jesus, what, two, three
we,
weeks?
We open up August 27th.
Yeah,
no,
but,
I'm sorry. August,
well, you have
August
a scrimmage, right?
August 29th is when we open up Parkersburg South at Wheeling Island Stadium. And then the cool thing about that this year is a lot of times, like, it staggers, so you'll have high school football, and that's the only football that week, and then you'll have high school and college the next week, and then you'll have high school, college, and NFL. This year is high school on the 30th, or on the 29th, an unbelievable college football slate's on the 30th, and then the 31st, and then Labor Day, which is September 1st, is your fantasy football draft dates, because that kicks off in the NFL that Thursday. Yeah. September 4th.
I'm looking up the matchups week. That's week zero, right?
That's week one. Zero is August 23, which KU plays Fresno State, Rock Chalk, Jayhawk.
I think Ohio State plays Texas week one.
Correct. The slate week one of college football
at noon
is the best college football slate.
Let's see. I'm going to run this down.
I've seen in a long time. So you want to hit week two, Jared, I believe is what you want to hit. No, I'm sorry. It's still under week one.
Yeah, so that would be, there's some games on Thursday.
Yeah, before you go to Saturday, you got to look at those games, because you got Nebraska, Cincinnati, Okie State plays that Thursday. Now they play a nobody, so I think Texas Monroe maybe.
Gundy, he better get it.
Boise and USF. I look for Boise to be way down. I might USF 8.5, getting 8.5 there at home.
Jeez, he's already giving out.
Yeah, he's
picks.
Giving out. Jesus.
I mean, listen.
We're just going through the slate, man.
Boise had one dog, man, and that dog's gone.
Auburn, Baylor, Georgia Tech, Colorado. That's on Friday, and then Saturday.
Buffs.
I mean, yeah, Texas, Ohio State.
That's,
damn.
I mean,
go. I mean, hey, Go Bucks. I got to root for him this year. Yeah. I don't. Do you follow Nate on Instagram? Say
I follow Jake.
That
I don't know
Nate,
if I follow
Nate posted his media day picks. And
oh, that's sick.
It's just hard to believe that that he's playing for Ohio State. I'm sure everybody knows by now, but my cousin plays. My Chris Matt Jubb's cousin, my dad's nephew, plays for Ohio State. Tight end. I think hopefully going to get some burn this year. I think he might as a freshman. Oh, and then on week one, Duquesne Pitt. That's a big deal in Pittsburgh.
I can't believe they're playing.
Yeah, that's a big deal in Pittsburgh.
If they played recently, like last few years.
I don't know when. I don't know. You know what? That's a good question, and I don't know if I can't imagine Duquesne's ever beat Pitt. I can't, unless it was like in the 1950s or something. But
yeah,
but no, it's a good slate coming up. And geez, in three weeks, pretty much, we're going to be out at Gumby's doing our Friday show and then getting ready for the high school football, which is amazingly we're just LSU, finishing up baseball, okay. And then LSU Clemson, right?
LSU Clemson, yeah, it's in Vegas. Cap, Texas and Ohio State's the noon game. You got Bama and FSU at 3:30. Then you got our Thundering Herd taking on the Bulldogs and Kirby Smart.
What?
To open up the season.
Oh, really?
Tony Gibson at Georgia. Coach Gibson's going to get the Herd rolling.
The Herd have a whole new roster.
With a big upset. Rich Rod opening his season against Robert Morris.
Yeah, RMU and then Ohio.
That's nice, Rich Rod.
Yeah, RMU. Then they
play. Ease yourself back into it, Rich.
They go to Ohio this year in week two.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go with Robert Morris, and then we're gonna really test our new roster with Ohio.
Well, and then you got Pitt.
Oh, and then
Pitt at home.
Yeah, if Rich Rod's not 3-0, he should be fired.
Really? I don't know if he'll beat Pitt. I mean,
listen, there's one thing Rich Rod has to do.
Is beat
first,
Pitt.
First
he can go 1-12, however many games they play. After how he left to Pitt.
If he gets beat by Pitt.
He has to beat
Where's it
Pitt.
At?
And I like
Morgantown.
I like Narduzzi. I like Pat Narduzzi. I think he's a good coach. Pitt, up and down. Rich Rod has to beat Pitt. If he loses to Ohio or Auburn Morris, he needs to go anyways.
I think if he loses to Pitt, he might be fired the next day. He might be fired before he gets off the field.
He won't be fired, but there will be some serious. I would like to go to Morgantown and check out the signage. There will be some serious.
I think
signage.
He would. I think every single person in West Virginia would hate him if they don't already.
Well, I don't can like already it. See the Facebook post. I feel like I've gotten a time machine.
Yeah, imagine
2009, 2013, 2004.
I thought wasn't it?
No, it was 2004.
2007, maybe?
2007 or 8.
2007?
I feel
don't
like
remember.
It was 2007 all over again. And Pitt, he has to be Pitt.
Yeah, it has to.
If he doesn't beat Pitt.
Well, they're picked last in the Big 12, so it might be a long year for the Mountaineers.
Where was Kansas in that?
That's a good question.
I think they were middle.
I don't think they'll be bad. But
this is whenever you have a quarterback who's been your quarterback for starting quarterback
he's
for four
not
years.
Still there.
Oh yeah, Jaden Daniels is a star quarterback. We should be good.
You should be good.
And he four last cutties. Year, his sophomore year, he was great. His junior year, he was hurt. Last year,
you
he
like Bean.
Under? I did. I was a big Bean fan. Bean was good, man.
The backup
he's,
quarterback.
He was the best. Jordan Bean
about.
Was the best backup quarterback in the Big 12. But then. Certainly better than Nico Marchio or one of those guys for WVU.
Damn.
What a disaster.
But Jaden Daniels has to have a good year.
Is his name actually Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Two quarterbacks named Jaden Daniels. But, yeah, in 3 weeks, like I was saying, we'll be out at Gumby's doing the Football Fridays, and then we'll go myself, Cools, and Soup are going to be doing the Central games. Coach Nick T and Luke will be doing the park games, and then the other crew will be doing the JM games. But it's amazing that we're back doing Central games. And we were looking at the Central schedule. They have three away games to start the season, and then every game is at home after that because St. Joe's folded. They only have 8 games like we were talking about, and if they lose one, they're out of the playoffs. They can't compete in the playoffs. But, yeah, we have the Yeah, three games only have to travel. I think we have to travel way less than you guys, I believe.
We have one long road trip to the Eastern Panhandle against Spring Mills.
That's
and then everything else is like we'll go to Butler, which is about an hour and 20 towards Pittsburgh. Bad. We'll go to Morgantown. Other than that, Fairmont comes to us. The other road games are Steubenville, Don Marshall. So it's really not horrible. It's just that one trip to Spring Mills. I think last year, did we go to the Eastern Panhandle twice and to Talawanda, Fansville, Ohio?
Talawanda.
Listen, we were in Fansville.
God like bless the people of Talawanda, Ohio. They were so nice.
It's the best place I've ever been.
Really?
They were so nice.
It was actually like fans like from...
Oh,
dude, it was
100%.
They were AI generated. They're coming up to us after we beat them. Thank you guys so much. Like, to the coaches, thank you guys so much for playing us. Come to our cafeteria.
We're
in the
cafeteria. Pizza was
they're
good.
Giving away Chick-fil-A sandwiches for free.
Chocolate chip cookies were good.
Giving us everything. And, like, everyone's coming up shaking our hand. Hey, thank you for playing us. We appreciate you guys picking up this game.
Did you guys beat their ass? Or no, that was a good... It was a close game, wasn't it?
We won handily, but it was...
There was some... Beginning was
right, but we went up, but then they would battle back. Listen, they had I said it going in. They had a really really good wide receiver. He was tough. He wasn't very big,
was
but
tough,
he was tough.
Like a tough
yeah,
dude.
They were good, but they were quality school, quality atmosphere, quality place.
Fans.
It was a 4 hour. It was so funny because we drove 4 hours into Ohio, and we're driving these back roads for the last hour. Like it's not highway off the exit. You're there. You are on. Like,
oh,
you're
I thought it was right off the interstate.
No.
You're driving like you're driving through Ogilby for about an hour, and then we take a left, and then we take a right, and boom, it's the Miami of Ohio campus, just right there. And then,
oh, you played on
and
Miami?
No, and then
oh.
Talawanda is like 3 minutes past it, but that's where it's at. It's right there.
Oh, okay,
Miami
that's
kind of
cool, though.
The place was sick because it was so, it's so flat, but you can see football field, baseball. Like everything was all.
Oh, that's
you could
cool.
See it all.
My biggest take of the whole thing was there was a cell tower in their stadium.
In the stadium,
like right behind the away bleachers, and I just before I didn't even worry about calling. I just wondered what the royalties were like from the cell company to the school.
Now,
like,
that's
what
a,
are they
that's
paying
good...
to have that cell tower?
Wonder why
in
that
this
must
stadium.
Must be a certain spot. But yeah, you had to pick that up because you just had an open date.
Yeah, we were finally in the game. It was last April or June, and
that's so. How the hell did that even? How did Coach Doc even find?
There is when you're looking for games, there are sites like that people joint share. There's actually the way we found that game. There is a Twitter account called Ohio Schedule Builder, and it is a guy basically with a spreadsheet, and he will just tweet and put on the spreadsheet who's open week.
That's actually
week
crazy.
One. But the thing is that kind of gets tricky when you're scheduling in West Virginia is Ohio's a week ahead of you.
Oh, so it's
like they're week one, we're
yeah.
not playing.
Oh,
geez, so if they're open week one, we can't play week one because that's our
Jesus,
preseason.
Ohio will open up in 3 weeks.
That's
so
I'm worrying them.
If they say week two, then that's our week one. So you have to play it staggered. But there's sites, tailgate forms that are like, does anybody know anybody looking for a game week? Well, so you can connect. Now, the trick is these Pennsylvania schools, a lot of them, most of them, unless you go inner city, Pittsburgh, or schools like Butler that kind of dropped out of it, are Whippeal. And the Whippeal schedules everybody. The schools don't schedule their schedules. The Whippeal hands you your schedule. You have none open, and it's scheduled years in advance. So you struggle getting some of those PA schools, but that's why.
It feels pretty legit.
Yeah,
like it's a good mm-hmm. like conference.
We see a lot of those schools in 7-on-7, so you can see some of those guys.
Yeah, I went to a lot of the baseball game like championships. They're entertaining. I mean, when you get to the lower like the single A, double A, I mean I think like we would beat up on them, but obviously like the 6A like North Allegheny and all those kind of schools are really really good, but. Back to Central, we go to, I think our longest travel day is Fort Fry. We go to Fort Fry, and then
I don't even know where in Ohio Fort Fry is. I've never been there.
I think it's like south. You know what? We're going to look it up. I'm going to say it's like southeast Ohio.
All right, so you're in the car. It's you, Soup, and Cools. Soup drives, I'm sure.
Yeah, hour and a half from here.
He might.
Soup drive.
No, yeah, soup drives. Soup drives. Soup drives a Subaru.
I mean, Soup gets up in the morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah, Soup always drives.
Goes and does yoga, and then he'll drive to Georgia and back.
Damn, Fort Fry is way. Yeah, it's southeast. It's way down there. It's like kind of by Parkersburg.
Yeah. You ever go down to Warren? You ever been to Warren? Did we play Warren in high school?
Yeah, we played at Warren.
When we played baseball in high school, where's the one game in Ohio we don't ever want to go back to, the one place that we never want to go back to that was the worst?
Alliance?
Alliance, Ohio.
Red struck out on purpose.
Never going back
that
to
was,
Alliance,
oh,
Ohio.
That was, oh, man, that was the Pilots. The Alliance Pilots.
I'm never going back to Alliance, Ohio.
Oh, it was so bad.
I love Alliance.
It was one of those games where we were beating their ass, and they couldn't get it out. And Red, our buddy,
he swung three times when the ball was
he struck
in the
out
mitt.
On purpose.
The ball was in the mitt or out of the zone and he, by 10 feet, and he just swung.
He didn't even make it. Like, it wasn't even competitive. Like, he, but thank God he did it because it got us the inning and got us home.
So here's what happened too. Everybody decided to not ride the bus that day because it's so miserable. But I hadn't had my parents said couldn't make the game or they were out of town that day. It was just, they didn't know what he was there to ride back with. So I was on the bus, and we went to a Shoney's, and it was not a good experience at the Shoney's.
I thought you liked Shoney's.
I like Shoney's. I don't like that Shoney's. You know, what I mean, a lot of people. I like Burger King. There's certain Burger King that I don't like.
I can't eat Golden Corral anymore. I haven't been to Golden Corral.
It just tastes all the same. And I'll be honest, I call Golden Corral because I work on, like, when we're traveling, sometimes, like, that's the best place to take a 70-person team. But their prices have creeped up a little bit.
What is it a person?
If you want a water, I mean, you're $18 if you want a water. And if you want a soda, you're, like, $21.
That's what did it used to be? 15?
Like I thought like $12.99 with a water and like $14.99 with a soda.
God, you could eat. We just eat Golden Corral on the road so much, but yeah, Soup's our designated driver.
So what in the car? Eat before the game or after the game? I'm gonna guess after.
What eat?
Yeah.
Oh, no, before because Kool's is with us.
He's gotta eat.
Yeah, so we usually would go because usually we have a little bit depending on where we have to go. Depending like after the show, the football Friday show, because now we moved it back. It go from 2 to 5, so it kind of depends where we go. Usually eat before.
Yeah, because 2 to 5. I mean, if you're having to travel,
leave early. Like last year when we went to,
That's fun though, you guys. That's fun to have a schedule and you travel a little bit and it's like you're driving 5 hours.
We loved it. It was a fucking blast. It was an absolute blast. My dad, Nick, and Luke absolutely loved it.
And your dad logged miles because, like I said, we had a 2-hour trip to Fairmont.
Well, I remember you told him don't go to Talawanda.
We had a 4-hour trip to Talawanda. We had a 3:15 to Spring Mills.
I think he made every one.
He did.
I think
he did. And he always, I'll never forget it. He'd look at me and he'd say, I'm providing the service. He said, if it's Wheeling Park, John Marshall, anybody can go to that game. He said, these are the games that we should 100% do.
Yeah.
And he did, and he'd walk in, and coach would be talking to the AD. You know how he gets.
I mean, oh, God.
He's in Talawanda, Ohio, and you think the guy was the principal because he's standing there. He's got his bag. He's talking to AD, first name basis.
No, with him. It's
it's unbelievable.
He's on top. He wants to be there like an hour before, get all the which I respect. You know, it's nice when you have all the lineups and everything squared away. But man, he
gets his pronunciations right from the coaches, which is a lost art in a lot of sports.
Oh yeah.
If anybody is a public announcer, please, if you're not sure on the name, get there 35 minutes early to an hour. Just go find. You don't gotta find the head coach. He's probably busy, but I can promise you, before the pregame starts, there is an assistant coach. I don't want to say twiddling his thumbs, but just like waiting to get going. That would gladly tell you, that her name is Malia, not Malaya, or Jarrett, not Jared.
It's a lost art.
Just ask.
Well, it's nice when you know, and then you're not. You know, 4 innings or like in the halftime, people were like, "You're saying her name wrong." Or
the good thing is,
at you.
The good thing is, Well, I think it goes both ways. I think if somebody really cares that much and they know it's a tough name, they should put – everybody should have a press box card. So, like, when you do a baseball game, the press box should get a lineup card, but it should also have a piece of cardstock of your roster, and it should have the pronunciations.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's how you want to do it, right?
Well, yeah.
That's how you should do it, like their height,
weight, where they're from, where they're going to school or whatever. Because the more information you have, the better. And it's right. So, like, when we do the games, we were talking about what we think is the best to broadcast. I would say, for me, baseball, just because I know the game more. But I love doing basketball. The basketball is awesome.
It's an action-packed.
Yeah, because you never stop.
You're going to have fouls, turnovers, made shots.
Football, I think, is my least. I enjoyed football, but I think it's my least favorite just because it's so.
Do you guys take binoculars?
No, we never did because usually we're in a pretty good level. Except when we were in Toronto last year, we went up to Toronto. We were on the roof.
Yeah, we literally were on top of the roof.
Like if we would have walked backwards, we would have fallen off the roof.
I need binoculars.
Somebody screaming
at the stadium if I'm in the press.
Yeah, place. See because you have a legit stadium and pretty much where we go for Central. We're in little tiny stadiums.
Anywhere have a good spread, like for the press box, a good hospitality
room? Central always, when we're at home, they always have food up in the press box. But nowhere, I don't really think anywhere that we went had a nice, like any. I think maybe Williamstown had pizza for us, but that probably was the nicest place we went to when we went.
Williamstown's probably a little bit out of district of the pizza place in Parkersburg, just a little bit. They probably didn't have pizza place. They probably had, was it a big square cut?
I don't remember. I don't think I ate it, though, because Cooley and I were, because it was just me and Cool. Soup wasn't there, and it was a playoff game. That was a great game, by the way. It was cold as shit. It was so cold that day.
Yeah, I hate it.
And we were up in the press box, thank God, but. The place, where did we go?
Man. When it gets cold,
shit,
I don't like it at all. I am soft in terms of.
When you got bundled?
Oh, I bundle. I bundle like nobody's business.
But we had shit. Where was that place that we went to? As Jubb has arrived at the studio, absolutely unbelievable that he just showed up.
He's arrived. He's walked in.
Are you joining for a little bit?
No.
We're going like,
I like that shirt.
30 more minutes.
I was about to talk some Marvel. I was going to bring it up once we're done with this.
How long? What time's your meeting?
It shouldn't be too long.
Right, what time's the meeting?
Right now.
All right. We'll hold it.
Your hair looks nice.
We'll see.
We'll see if he makes it back. Yeah. But we'll go to Marvel in a sec. Where was the place? God damn it. We loved it. It was our favorite trip of the year. It was in the middle of nowhere.
Mingo. Tug?
No, oh my God.
Man.
I gotta look this up now. God damn it. Where did we go?
What part of the state?
Southern. It was south. It was like central. It was like middle central West Virginia.
Spencer?
That's so weird. I literally just saw Spencer. Fuck. Where the hell was it? It was like 2.5 hours, and I think we went towards Morgantown. Oh my gosh, this is going to drive me absolutely nuts where we went.
I'll help you figure it out.
And we had so much fun because they were the nicest people. We were in the middle of nowhere. Playoff game or regular season? Regular season. It was earlier in the year because it was still hot.
All right, hold on.
Oh my God.
I got you. Jarrett, breathe. I need you to breathe. We're going to get this. Will you relax?
Yeah, because we had a great time. We stopped at a gas station in the middle of nowhere. All right.
Midland Trail.
Yep, that's exactly it. Midland Trail. Yep, that's exactly what it was. Midland Trail in, I got to look up the city because we thought it was awesome because we had to get the pronunciation on it.
Is it in Anstead or Huntington?
It was Huntington, but maybe it wasn't Huntington. No, it wasn't Huntington.
Is it in Anstead? Because there's two Midland
Trails. Midland Trail
High
School.
Barbersville? No.
Hico. That was it. Hico. HICO.
Why is there so many Midland Trails in West Virginia?
Hico, West Virginia. That was it.
Maybe it's just like one big trail, and that's where it goes.
Hico.
And then somebody said, I like this trail. Let's make
it. Oh, it was way down there. It was way more south than I thought. It was like down towards Beckley.
Oh, that's a drive.
Yeah, like it was way down. You know, I'd be able to see it on the map, but that's where
It's deep.
Where it was. It was way down there, but we had a freaking blast down there. I love doing the games. I'm excited for this year. We only have three. We go to Fort Fry, Williamstown, and Williamstown and one more other short trip, that's all we got to go.
Do they play one of the Pittsburgh schools? Or no?
They do. They play Perry again. They play Perry, and so they can't get any games. I mean, they're going to kick everybody's ass besides Williamstown, probably. Maybe Fort Fry. Fort Fry might be pretty good, but yeah, we only have three road games.
Are they playing?
And then,
I haven't looked. Are they playing Union Local?
Don't believe they're playing Union Local. I don't think we have the schedule in the studio, but actually, you know what? I have it on my phone. I took a picture of it. We'll run it down real quick, because Soup might enjoy
this.
The
good and the bad thing about scheduling in the Northern Panhandle is you are close to those Ohio schools.
I lied to you. Union Local, actually, they play Union Local at home and then three on the road.
To start?
Yeah, Union Local at home. Unless that game's canceled, I could be wrong, because there's something on here that I took this a while ago, but we had to make some changes. Union Local at Fort Fry, at Williamstown, at Steubenville Central, and then all these at home: Perry, Barnesville, Huntington, St. Joe's. They folded Martins Ferry, Brashear, and then two open games. They got two straight weeks open.
Our schedule is weird too.
I got your guys scheduled too.
We are like, I think we're home the first four, the first five, maybe.
You go at Parkersburg, home against South, at Spring Mills.
Parkersburg's a scrimmage, right?
Yeah, Parkersburg's a scrimmage.
And then you go Musselman University, St. Clair'sville, all at home, and then you go at Morgantown,
and then senior at home.
And then you get three on the road.
But they're not horrible trips.
Yeah, that's not bad. But there's our high school football fix for the day. It's July 30th.
It's August.
Yeah, August.
Boom, it's here.
In 2 days. August.
Practice opens up on Monday for fall sports.
That's great. When do you go back to school?
Ohio County School starts school on, I want to say, August 27th. And
oh really?
Yeah. So the week kids come back on a Wednesday, August 27th.
Holy shit!
We
I thought
play
they started like a week
that Friday, which is how I like it.
Is
I
it always that late?
No. Last year was like August 12th. Yeah. I
why
hate
so late?
There's a schedule they voted on, right?
Yeah. I hate going.
That's
back.
That's like college.
I hate when we go back to school, and you have like 3 weeks until football gets rolling.
I mean,
I love going back to school, and boom, it's college football and high school football 2 days after the first day of school for Ohio County. And
yeah, the 27th. Yeah, it's a Wednesday. That's crazy. I'm surprised on that. But yeah, there's our high school football talk of the day. We're about there. We're about ready to roll for football season. But say, I want to go to you when we talk about Marvel.
So it's mainly superhero movies, because last.
We've been superhero heavy and movie heavy the past few episodes.
And so I've been listening, and Jub and me are honestly on the same page with a lot of things. Me and Jub are completely opposite of Nick, which is fine. I think, though.
Except for one thing, me and you are against Jub.
What?
Winter Soldier.
Oh, but so I think as a group, we could agree to this. When I've been thinking about it, like, we've been rating the movies we've been seeing. Thunderbolts.
Horrible.
Superman. Be quiet. Superman.
Dumb.
Fantastic Four. Solid.
I guess still got to see it. I got to go see
it. But the more, it is solid, and it was a great, the title of it was The First Steps. And it was a great first step.
Okay. So that's what I'm kind of going on. MCU, when we rated Superman.
John Krasinski was still a better Reed Richards, by the way. But
anyway. When we rated Superman, we were talking about, like, it was good, bad, whatever you thought. We compared it to MCU movies, Marvel. But Marvel movies are all connected. And I think that in itself always is going to make them a little bit better than if I said, straight up in that movie experience, what did you truly think? If there's no other movie, if there's no other Fantastic Four, if we never see them again, what was that Fantastic Four movie? And it wouldn't be as good if we didn't know that there was going to be more.
Let me say this.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
Let me say this. As somebody who on this podcast takes shot after shot.
Yeah, you're finally here to stray defend
bullet after stray bullet when he's not even in the room. Last on the last podcast, it was Nick thought it was absolutely crap. He doesn't like anything. Blah blah blah. No.
Talking about Superman.
Yes.
Right?
I would have been okay if somebody gave Superman a 7 because they enjoyed it. That's the high end of Superman. I didn't like it at all. My low end of Superman, 5, 5.5. Anywhere from 5 to 7 range, I'm fair with. It depends how the viewer likes it. The fact that, should I go federal government name on the air right now? Just to really be just stern about him.
The guy who just came in?
The guy who just came in. Should I say it? I mean, I think he'll probably bleep it out.
He might bleep it out.
Fact that JMD.
Yeah, that's good.
JMD walked out of that theater and had the audacity to say 8.5. as somebody who prides himself on his movies. I mean, there was a period of his life where he wouldn't even watch a movie if Rotten Tomatoes didn't say, give him the green light to watch it. The fact that somebody of his self-stature in movie watching would walk out of that Superman movie and say 8.5 is not only just morally wrong, is possibly reputation and career ruining.
You're saying that because he gave Superman off the bat an 8.5,
it doesn't knock him into say tier, but it knocks him down. Say tier before he starts going on his rant.
Yeah, I'll let him go though. I'll let him speak. So when I'm up, he lets
say tier is. I could make a movie, and it could be about two water bottles falling in love and making their way through the life of recycling, and say it would come out and say, I like that movie. That movie was good.
He's optimistic.
Say likes the movies. So no matter if a movie's good or bad, he's going to say, I kind of like that scene. So when you ask Say, and you fairly can ask Say, hey, what'd you think about that movie? But when you ask him, no, it's heightened.
Okay.
Because I've known him for...
He's not
20
wrong.
Years, 21 years, 20, 19, 20 years. I don't think he's ever told me a movie was bad. The worst thing he's ever told me recently, though, honestly, about any movie, was he said, How to Train Your Dragon, like, I thought it was going to be different. It's the same as the cartoon movie. I was kind of mad. That's the worst thing he's ever said about a movie in 20 years. And he has movie pass. Why? He goes to every movie in the world. He gets a Coke slushie. He gets some, what's the?
Bunch of Crunch.
And he's like a little baby watching the movie, and he loves it. So the fact I think that he said great. That about how to, I love the movies too. But I've said in my fair share, I hold movies to a high standard. Maybe too high. Maybe I'm too rough. And that's fine too. You can say that. But I got to equal out.
I feel like you, but I feel like you and Jubb are kind of on the same like
I agree.
Level of being harsh, but they're totally different. Like
I agree, and that's why when he walked out and said 8.5, I almost fell in the parking lot.
And I thought it was a great movie.
I said,
I loved it.
Are you kidding me? I said, are you kidding me? 8.5?
And guess what? Though we left Fantastic Four, me, Cooley, and Nick. And in the bathroom, Nick runs in somebody, and I literally hear the guy go, yeah, it wasn't better than Superman, though. And Nick looked at...
No, it was opposite. I said, was better than Superman.
Oh, and he said...
And he goes, I don't know about that.
And so Nick's starting to realize maybe he was being too harsh. Let me say what Nick was saying about me. He's not wrong. I love the movies. I love having some flavor of slushy with Bunch of Crunch and sitting there for 2 hours, and I love the
I
previews.
Do like the movies,
I love
man.
Previews. I love the whole experience, and so I think when I leave, I had such a good time regardless, it will make me not be... I won't be miserable. Like, yeah. I'll never be miserable, so it makes me maybe not say initially if it's good or bad, but, like, when I've been thinking about it, like, when we... the other night, me, Nick, and Jubb, we were on the game, we were on Discord, and Jared, you came in late.
Mm-hmm.
We did the tier ranker of all the Marvel movies. I had, and I looked at it, I had the least amount of S and A combined. So like, I had the least amount of top tier, but I had the least amount of low tier, which is Nick's point, I think. I don't hate movies as much.
The thing about Superman, because I take all these stray bullets without being able to defend myself. I'm going to... They didn't blow the Superman role. It's the same Clark Kent role we've seen in 12 different movies. It was not better than Superman versus Batman.
Nick's obsessed with dudes was like Ben not Affleck. Better. Remember that.
Was not better.
Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck.
I don't like Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's not the guy.
He's the type, dude. Bruce like Willis big and boulders.
Bruce Willis. Diesel. Bruce Willis and The Rock are my dogs. That is a fact. But I also like Tom Selleck, too. He's one of my favorites, and he's not like that, so that just proves your point. I'll watch Tom Selleck TV show or movie 10 out of 10. They didn't blow the Superman role. The Superman role was your normal Clark Kent role. Really dark black hair, ripped, quiet, and just...
I thought he was good.
He was. They blew... the dog role. What's his name? Crypto?
Crypto.
They blew Crypto. He was ridiculous.
He blew Crypto.
He was ridiculous. They blew, for sure,
Hot Girl.
The other heroes they introduced on the lame... What was the name
Mr.
of it?
Mr. Terrific.
The lame...
I thought
on
he was
the
great.
Hero Squad. Is that what they called it? The
Justice
Hero
Squad.
The
something.
Justice Squad.
Lanterns.
My gosh. That's what they're calling the teams now, the Justice Squad. And that was my beef with the Thunderbolts. Like, there's gonna be comedy in all these comic movies. It's part of it. But it can't go too far. And, like, the Thunderbolts, the new Avengers, was lame. The Justice Squad, lame.
Dude.
Hot Girl was the most horrible-looking superhero there's ever been.
Oh, Hawk Girl.
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, she was, I will say, she was pretty bad. That scene of her, like, screaming when she was flying was actually
horrible. And I agree, but guess what?
Horrible. But that didn't
and
ruin
I
the movie.
Be, and I
yeah, that
be,
didn't ruin the movie for
I
me.
I want to be in these casting rooms. Like, I don't know why they would cast Human Torch Johnny, how they casted him in Fantastic Four. I thought he
Joseph
didn't fit
Quinn,
the role
boy,
at all.
Jarrett.
They went away from the Playboy... Yeah. And then I don't know why, like I just said, what's the new
Terrific?
What's the new Reed Richards? What's his name? Antonio?
Pedro Pascal.
He's
overused.
He wasn't bad, but John Krasinski is a much better.
John Krasinski was
a much better Hawk Girl, or jeez, I'm just looking at the picture. I said Hawk Girl. In my opinion, and maybe it's because I play Marvel Rivals, and it's like, oh, he kind of looks exactly like the Marvel Rivals, Fantastic, Mr. Fantastic. But
I miss that, by the way.
I miss Moon Knight.
I haven't seen him in a while.
But I just don't understand the casting. I really don't. Sometimes
well, I gotta. I need to. Get, did Jubb see it with you guys?
No.
Oh, I thought he did.
And Sue, and maybe it was the same person, but I don't think it was. And somebody, I don't know this actress's name, but like, I've never seen an actress look young and old in the same movie. Like,
yeah,
kids is like,
her.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, wow. And then sometimes I'm like, she looks like she's 50. Honestly, reminded me of Mrs. Claus, Santa Claus 2, Tim Allen.
Jesus.
I know you love that
cool.
movie.
Love
that's what she looked
you like
after.
That movie, don't
I
you?
I get with Nick on the
Santa Claus
1, movies.
Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3.
Do you
love
like
them.
Those?
I will
them.
Die on
Are
the
they your
hill.
Favorite Christmas
I
movies?
Will die on the hill of Tim Allen over over some classics. Like,
no, not Christmas you. Vacation.
Like, oh, I hate Christmas Vacation.
What?
I hate Christmas
Why?
Vacation. Why? I hate Clark Griswold.
Oh, my God.
I think Clark
that's
Griswold.
That's probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Clark Griswold, his kids would be better off if they just got out of that house.
That or Home Alone.
I'm not a fan of Home Alone either.
Dude. Yes. He's on here.
Yeah,
he's
just...
it, his own name, he's running it through the ground.
Yep.
I'm a Miracle on 34th Street.
What about the Grinch? What about the Grinch?
34th or 36th?
I dare you say some shit wrong about
I can't
the
remember
Grinch.
You like the Grinch?
He likes the Grinch.
The Grinch is fine. What's the one Oh, classic.
Nah.
This one's right. bad. You guys are going to. This is bad, but it's a classic that I got to watch every
Christmas. It's
Christmas
in
season.
July. We're talking about Christmas.
Speaking of holidays in July, we'll get on that in a second.
Oh, boy.
Because Halloween's coming in July in about 3 days.
Shit.
Or about 1 day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. So we're going to get on that in a
what?
Second.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
The one I have to see in The Island of the Misfit Toys. And they call me Heat Miser. Whatever
you
I
You like
touch,
that or you don't like it?
Turns to dust in my
it.
Clutch.
You like that?
I'm too much. Dude, come
but
on.
You like,
Miser,
you like it?
The Island of the Misfit Toys, and I think it's like a Rudolph. It's pretty much Rudolph because he guides the way of the Misfit Toys, and they all get on, and then they get dispersed to families and loving kids. It is a feel-good classic that I will watch. I understand that it's corny and it's old and there's no good graphics or anything, but it is a classic. So if anybody's listening to this, comment. You know what? Island of Misfit Toys, get you in the holiday spirit. But anyways, tomorrow's going to be a great day.
Yeah, before we wrap up here in a few minutes, what is it?
So, in our fantasy football league, I don't want to use the words like extreme, but we're pretty legit, and we're it means a lot, and we do all the fun stuff. We do the draft days. I'm hoping in the next 5 years we're going to do a trip for the draft. Where we all meet up at a location and we have a long weekend to do our draft at the end of August. But we do the punishment. And forever, the discussion's been, we need to set the punishment before the season starts. And myself as the commissioner, I am against that. I think the punishment should be tailored to the loser. Like, for example, I lost 1 year. For those that I really don't drink much. So 1 year I had to compete as a punishment. I had to complete the NFL combine and I had to take a shot of
was it Pink Whitney?
Pink Whitney or any type of like
it
whatever
pick,
it was. Yeah, because it was like not what's it was somewhat refreshing because I was sweating and it's 98 degrees.
It
I picked
the
worst day
the
to do the yeah. combine. Well, I mean, I'm running 40s, I'm doing broad jumps, I'm catching the route tree, I'm doing shuttles, I'm doing
but you
verticals.
Had to, you had to do this. You had to take a shot in between every
one and
every
then any dropped
drill.
Pass on the route tree I had to as well. And as you know, the longer that goes, the worse you're going to get. Like, your body's just really confused.
Yeah, that was
miserable. But I got through it. So our buddy Coop, not to be political, but he leans one way. And he lives out in Los Angeles. So when he lost, we made him lean the other way and walk right down Hollywood Row screaming pro for the other.
That's awesome.
The other
I love
political
that one.
Party.
That's a good one.
And then he lost again. We made him go to WNBA basketball game, which I know the more I look back at
yeah,
it.
I know. But
that wasn't bad.
But that
was
before,
bad.
But that also was before.
It was as popular as
like Caitlin Clark.
It.
That was before
yeah,
that.
Was
I mean, that was what? That had to be what? Yeah. Five, 6 years ago?
Yeah. Last year, yeah, the loser right. was in McDonald's for 24 hours and could only get out if he ate. There was a chart that we stole offline. It was like if you ate a McDouble, it shaved 30 minutes off. If you ate a Big Mac, like 45. Yeah. So he was there from.
It
like,
was McDonald's.
Yeah, he was.
And then
there
you had an
from
IHOP
like
one, right?
9 to
yeah.
3. He was in the McDonald's from like 9 to 3, and then a couple years ago it was the same type deal, but with pancakes.
Man, I think I'd rather the pancakes than McDonald's. Actually, I don't know because you have different.
If you eat 16 pancakes, you're still there for 8 hours.
Yeah, see, that's like
think about that. In 16,
how
were
you able to track it? Did he take a picture?
I was there. I was there for the pancakes, and the McDonald's was live streamed.
Oh, my God.
So this year, my...
He sent a picture of his receipt.
This year, my buddy across the room here, Mr. Johnson, was our ultimate loser.
I pretty much almost made playoffs as well.
He was the big loser.
That's insane.
So the punishment tailored to... For anybody who doesn't know, say, sometimes, like, awkward scenarios really bothering. He sometimes does not like being put in awkward scenarios where he gets secondhand embarrassment a lot. He leaves the room.
I fake phone calls.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Yeah. So for everybody's sake, say if you want to pull up your costume.
Well, my phone's over there.
Well, I could probably find it
our,
on.
Type in Bumblebee. We have he has acquired a inflatable Bumblebee costume. Real big stinger on the back, too. I mean,
inflatable.
It really gets big. And Say has to go at the end of July trick-or-treating. He's got a knock on the door with, he's going to have a sign that just says Fantasy Loser in a Bumblebee costume with him. Are you going to go pumpkin or are you going to go pillow sheet?
Pumpkin.
You're going to go pumpkin?
Mm-hmm, that's
it. And this one?
This
yes.
is the costume, yes. if you can.
And he's got to, see, we took a camera. Vote in the league. He's got to obtain 8 pieces of candy from 8 different houses. He can't go to one house and then give him 8 pieces of candy and be done. He's got to get candy from 8 houses in his Bumblebee suit with his Fantasy Loser sign pretty much in the middle of July. Now, maybe the viewers can answer this as like a little poll. If somebody randomly came up to knock on your door in the middle of July, would you have candy on hand to give them? Like, would you have a bag of candy in your cabinet that you could say, oh, here you go?
I probably would have something. I know it.
A lot of people
in
have
my
those
home
little
here,
things.
Yeah, probably.
A
my
lot
mom,
of people have
my
like
mom,
those little jars
yeah, my
on
mom
the table
has
that have like the Goody, Mr. Goody, which by the way, I love Mr. Goody bars or Mr. Good bars, the peanut ones.
That'd be a tough. Yeah.
But a lot of people also want. So tomorrow, I won't give the location out so we don't have like any spectators. This probably won't be out by then. But
coach is coming, so
yeah,
I'm
coach
sure
is
this
coming.
Will be rec- this
yeah,
is gonna be
this
recorded.
Will be recorded. We will have highlights tomorrow at what time?
4.
Oh, you can go. We can go to there and then go to the La Bowls pop up.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm not going in the outfit. Just so we know.
that would be.
So tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Shout out,
Savion is gonna go trick or treating.
That's awesome, man.
I will never be last again. I can.
That's awesome.
I think you should go pillow sheet.
Do you think that
like
this
a sack, a nice sack?
Do you think this league, your guys, the Dirty Dozen? Is like more intense than the I would say for sure, right? Yeah,
10 times. And some of the trades that are made in the Dynasty League recently, the Dirty Dozen would have been uprising. We would have had vetoes proposed. Like it would have been, I would have had a full blown
riot
on my hands. Now, granted, it's different because you're not giving picks in the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen is a standard league. But yeah, and there's more money on the line in the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah,
times 3 compared to.
So it's 3 is the entry now.
Yeah, so,
that's for the trophy too.
Yes, get your name on the.
Who won this year? Cool. No, Spencer. Spencer was the winner. Spence
I dropped
almost
the trophy off to his house the other day.
Spence, you got it back from Kools?
I stole it. Kools wouldn't give it up. I said, "Dude, you did like I let you keep it the whole year, you didn't win." I'm taking it, and then I got the plaque changed. And
Kools is he is a very intense fantasy football player. He's very intense.
I never noticed it until almost recently, but he's been saying it like all
he
texted.
Wait,
all
I gotta,
he does is look at people's teams all day long.
That's all he does.
He says, "I know everybody's team, every player."
This is the text that he sent me the other day. Where is it at? He said, one of my second rounders and one of my running backs for James Conner. And I said, hell no. And he says, his ass is 30. Hope your team retires. That was the end of the conversation.
Well,
so
Say texted me last night.
Had a good offer.
He was trying to give me the last, probably the last pick in the second round or one of them.
Assumption.
And then a third round pick who I could legitimately go get Deshaun Scott for in the third round pick. And be the same value. Shout out Flav. And
for running back that Nick doesn't believe in.
And
who?
Then I watched the film on Twitter.
Scataboo.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem. The running back that Nick really didn't believe in, but had gotten 4 texts from 4 different franchises in the league that day wanting him. So then got a little like, what are they seeing? And looked it up. And he's going to take Tyrone Tracy's job.
We'll see. Let's just say maybe I want Scataboo to trade him.
Well, guess what? I told you when you made the last trade with me, you don't always get everything you want.
I'm saying maybe I don't actually believe in him like that. So if you hold him, I don't know if that's a good move.
Amazingly, it's fantasy football time. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe it, but we're here. It's the Dynasty League is going strong so far. I have actually very enjoyed it.
If the Dynasty League folds,
I don't do a lot, but I've enjoyed.
I'm in a rebuild, about a 2 to 3 year rebuild, and then it's going to be a dynasty of about 12 years of kicking everybody's butt. But if the league folds, then I'll be extremely upset.
Tell you what,
I will actually demand about a $300 to $400 refund. Because there was no point in me rebuilding if everybody was just going to not do it anymore. So I don't think that's the case.
I think we'll be going strong for years.
So do I.
I sure do. But that'll wrap it up for us here, the Pine Room Podcast, episode 168. Myself, Say, Nick, Jub never made it in. He's still in his meeting, but he is down here. Maybe he'll pop in at the end. Maybe he'll like put a little message at the end when he's editing this.
JMD. Hey, by the way, normalize his federal name.
He don't like that.
Normalize his real name. Shout
Peace.
Out.
We're gonna go get breakfast. Bye.